Well, one of the concerns is the Attorney General's opinion that said that you have to, if you don't buy, if you buy your gun after October 1st, even a handgun, you're going to have to get one of these licenses. All the whole time we were in debating this bill and we were being, you know, talked to by the governor's office, they were telling us that if you order your gun prior to October 1st, no matter what gun it is, you're not going to have to get this license. Now they've changed their tune. The Attorney General is saying that they will make you, if you don't take possession of it by October 1st, you're still going to have to get one of these licenses. That's the biggest concern that I have right now.
And what are you hearing from your constituents on this?
The same thing. I mean, I'm getting emails that I'm getting emails about the privacy issue, obviously. You know, they don't like their information out there. So that's a big concern.
I was going to ask you about the, I guess, the Associated Gun Clubs, Maryland Shell Issue, some of the other groups went to court yesterday. They lost on the temporary restraining order, but they're still pursuing this. What's wrong with the state, letting officials from other agencies, even if they're supervised by the state police, handle these to process the backlog?
Because of the privacy issue, the information that they are looking at. I mean, most of the people that are working for the state police are vetted. They're given polygraph examinations there before they're even hired for that position to do that. Now we're saying, okay, we're going to give it to the other agencies to do. So I think that's a major problem.
Do you get the sense that the state police, the Attorney General's Office, the O'Malley administration, doesn't think the backlog of license applications is really a big problem?
Well, they haven't worked on it real quick. I know the new person in charge of the state police is trying to get it done, but they haven't done a real good job. The other thing that concerns me, and I said this earlier, was I heard yesterday that they're going to use corrections people to do the backgrounds, to look at these things. The biggest problem we have right now in the state of Maryland is the correction system, and now we're going to use some of their personnel. That's a major, major problem.